More than a decade of war has taken its toll on the people of Afghanistan, especially the children. Because the country's medical infrastructure is so limited, severely wounded children are sometimes brought to the U.S. for medical care. From Los Angeles, Gloria Hillard tells the story of one young victim of war.
There have been a few changes at the home of Jamie Valentine and Stacy Freeman. Stuffed animals have taken their rightful place on the furniture. And these days, the two sisters spend a lot of time at the playground.
What are we going to do at the park today, Rafajan? What do you want to go on?
The swing. The baby swing or the big swing?
I don't know, baby swing.
The baby swing, okay.
Like a lot of six-year-olds, Arefa also loves coloring animals and ice cream. But this small girl in Hello Kitty shoes and sitting on the couch is from a nomadic tribe in Afghanistan. For her entire life, she has known nothing but war.
Some soldiers found her and said she was in a lot of pain still. It happened 3 years ago.
3 years ago, an IED explosion engulfed her family's tent in flames. When U.S. troops found Arefa earlier this year, she was in severe pain. Third-degree burns had scarred her face, arms, hands, and left the top of her head an open, bleeding wound. Solace for the Children, a nonprofit group, went to work. Jamie Valentine says at first she didn't think she was up to the task, and then she saw Arefa's picture.
Somehow her eyes connected with me, even through the pictures, and it just was like this picture of sadness and strength all at the same time, and I thought, how could I say no to this little girl?
By navigating the stars, Arefa's father brought his daughter to the people who would take her on the journey of her life, from central Afghanistan to the other side of the world in Los Angeles. Valentine says, according to the U.S. doctor who has been treating Arefa, it was just in time.
He has a very tender spot for her because he feels like she's unique, she's special, because medically she shouldn't be here.
Arefa would need skin graft surgery for the top of her head. The sisters recall the morning when she was able, for the first time, to touch her head and not feel pain.
She went, oh, no hurt. And she laughed, like this kind of joy laugh. And then she said, thank you, doctors, and thank you, Stacy and Jamie.
Each morning still requires a fresh dressing for her head. The bandages have become a counting game.
Okay, ready, Freddy? One,
two, three, four,
five.
Valentine, who is a teacher, says the pint-sized child is a continuing source of amazement. For instance, the amount of English she's learned in just 3 months.
We were sitting in the car one day, and out of the blue, she goes, come on, let's go. It makes me laugh. It catches me off guard every time.
Yeah.
Just these phrases.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby. And whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Healing takes many forms. Her host family says the night terrors have thankfully ceased, but they still closely monitor the television. One day, early in her stay,
a news story came on and we couldn't turn the channel fast enough and it showed soldiers with guns.
In her native Pashto and frantic pantomime, Arefa told them her story.
Stacy and I would sit and we would listen and we would just feel brokenhearted that we knew she was unleashing everything that she had been through in the event.
You like that color? You like blue?
During our interview, Arefa sat next to us coloring Minnie Mouse in various shades of purple. Soon, she will be going back to her family in Afghanistan.
There's an element where we desperately want for her to be united with her family because she talks about them, and I know she misses them. And then there's this real reality that I feel like our space is going to get really quiet. So somehow it all combines together. So I have no doubt that it's going to be very sad.
Arefa will still need medical care. The fingers on her hands are disfigured and scar tissue prevents her from being able to close her eyes when she sleeps. And she returns to an uncertain future in her war-torn homeland.
When they go on, all two are open. No one's using them.
The morning began with a promise of a visit to the park. Leading the sprint to the swing set was Arefa.
I know swing.
Are you ready?
1 second.
1 second.
Okay.
Big push. Big push. One. More?
Two.
There were other children on the swings this day, but the only sound of laughter was from the girl with pink sunglasses and a bandaged head, counting to 10, reaching for the stars.
Six. Seven.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.